Hello. Welcome, everybody. This is Richard Avery. This is another episode of Photo Boy. And it's not easy doing these shows, but I do love doing them. And today, I'm not going to be like Mo and get all angry if my guest speaks, but today my guest is the wonderful Missy Martinez.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for putting up with my shit.
It's a labor of love. Someone's got to do it.
Exactly.
thank you for putting up with my shit as well.
It's like it helps that I'm giving you $500 cash for this, right?
Yeah.
So I've done this is my fourth episode, and I've talked a lot about kind of educational, kind of like talking about how we all have to learn and get into these in our different professions, whether I talk about photography, modeling, porn stars, makeup, hair, wherever we're at. I brought you in because I wanted to talk about your path and how you got to where you are today. Mm-hmm. So my first question is, because we don't know who's listening to this, who are you?
Who am I? I'm porn star Missy Martinez. I've been in the industry for 5 years, Avian Award winner, Hustler cover girl. And it's my journey has been really, really unique. That's the biggest thing, it seems, with every girl I've come across in the industry. Some girls, their reasons behind it and their path.
Right.
Theirs seem to be a little more deliberate. Mine, I kind of fell into porn.
But I also have found, because I've been around this for over 20 years, and I don't think there is one exact path to getting into it. But there are some similarities, mm-hmm. I think, to everybody's.
Drug addiction.
No, I think attention addiction. I think every mm-hmm. girl has that in common. I've said literally for 20 years, there's three reasons why a girl gets into porn. Attention, mm-hmm. Sex, and money. And depending on the given day, one of those takes priority.
I'm only a big fan of two of those.
Money? Everybody loves money.
Yeah, I like the money. Yeah. I like the money.
And the sex. No. Okay.
The attention. Yeah. The sex is secondary. Yeah, okay. That's the least.
But like I said, like on some days, you might go on a set and you're like, "Hey, I get to fuck Ash Hollywood today."
That's a good day. Sex takes a priority. There you go.
So, and then one day you might work for a company that's you might not be fucking somebody you like, but the money's really good, exactly. And you're like, "The money's a priority." And then someday you're at a convention and everybody's like, "Oh, Missy, you're the best. You're the best." And you're like, oh. So that's what I'm saying. Like it's one of those three things.
You're right. No, there you go.
I would say I should write a thesis on this.
You should write a thesis. I'll learn to read.
Let's start a class.
Let's do that.
At USC.
Let's do porn 101, pornography 101.
Exactly. So let's get back up here. So you are a college educated girl.
Mm-hmm, don't tell anyone.
God forbid anybody.
I have an image to maintain, sir.
Yes. So how did you get into this?
I went to a convention back when it was Erotica LA, before it was Exotica.
And I remember those.
When it was at the LA Convention Center out here. And I went with my boyfriend at the time. You know, I was a good girlfriend. I would watch porn with them and stuff. And I got to meet my idol, Tara Patrick. I call her Mama Kitty.
Okay.
And I got to meet her there. But people kept coming up to me and wanting to take photos with me because I had big boobs and I had a dress on, and apparently that's the only requirements it takes to be a porn star.
or get attention.
And so I looked into it and I did some research, and I'm like, I talked to my boyfriend at the time about it. He's like, yeah, do it. Start doing girl stuff. We all know you're bi as the day is long.
Right.
You know, see where
so
it goes.
So it was literally that simple for you?
It was that simple. And I did it the unsafe way. I went on Craigslist.
No way.
Because that's back when they had porn ads on Craigslist where they're, hey, girls, same day pay, $500, quick.
You read my ads.
I did. Those checks have not cleared yet.
Exactly.
So I started doing that. It was for L Factor, which they're out of business now. They don't exist.
Right.
And I just started doing girl work. And I built up a name for myself. And after 1 year in, I won my AVN for Digital Playgrounds Cherry 2. And I've been here ever since.
But did you talk to anybody? Did you talk to Tara for advice or anything? Or did you just learn the hard way?
Yeah.
By making mistakes.
I learned the hard way. And if I would have known what I know now, like I'm a royal cunt now. Because I have to be. I have to have my best interests at heart, because the companies don't.
Right.
The other talent doesn't.
Right.
I have to look out for myself. And I agreed to do things that never in a million years did I even know I could say no to.
Right.
So I have a lot of regrets. I've left set crying before. But I learned from that, and some girls don't. And I always tell myself, the day that this is not fun is the day I stop doing it, and it's been 5 years and counting, and I'm still here.
So, and it's, and do you feel like, I always say to girls, because I, the advice I give is to treat it as a business first.
Absolutely.
Because I always say, you're not in the porn business, you're in the business of porn,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah, I'm in the business of porn. And
what would you say your biggest mistake was in 5 years?
Biggest
and don't say meeting me.
Nope. I have those herpes.
Shooting for Julie Lent. It was the worst thing ever.
Well, I have those herpes with me forever
exactly.
now.
The gift that keeps on giving.
The biggest mistake.
And you don't have to give names, but
no,
just
no,
like.
No. I'm just trying to think what it was. Because I've
a shoot, a client, an
okay,
act, a sexual
this,
act.
It was this one thing. It was
the farm animals?
Farm. Oh, no. I've never regret that. Never regret
exactly.
Mr. Ed, if you're listening, mommy misses you.
Exactly.
I was for this one set, and they do a bunch of live shows, and I didn't do boy-girl at the time.
Okay.
And one of, and I was told I was gonna, it's going to be this big orgy, but I can only do stuff with girls.
Right.
And that was fine. I agreed upon that, and I'm like, okay. One of their scab male talents
right.
came up to me and shoved his dick in my mouth. When I had never touched a wiener on film before.
Right.
And I felt violated and I felt pressured into it. And right. I cried. I left set and cried. I you know, I finished whatever and
yeah.
pushed it away. And it just made me.
Do you think he knew that you were kind of off limits? Or do you think he just did it anyways? He didn't care.
But didn't care.
Yeah.
He didn't care. You know, it's like a giant clusterfuck of people. And
right.
just one girl. And, you know, he sees, oh, wait, this one girl hasn't done anything
yeah,
yet.
Yeah, this girl so, hasn't had a dick. She should have mine.
Yeah. There we go.
Yeah.
And I cried and I felt taken advantage of and that nobody cared. Nobody right. respected me. Like,
yeah.
I'm, yes, I am a piece of meat, but there's also a person inside yeah. this piece of meat.
Yeah. No, I get that. It makes yeah. sense. What about, what's the, would you say the best thing that's happened to you?
The best thing that's happened
and
to me.
And don't say making money because that's not what I'm
no, 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 no.
Like
you can make money doing anything.
Yeah.
Best thing that's happened to me is, surprisingly, porn has opened up a lot of doors for me that you never would have thought.
Right.
It's such a small world, especially being in Hollywood. It's such a small town and
right.
everybody knows everybody. Because of porn, I was able to help assist on my first autopsy.
Cool.
Just through porn.
Right.
It gave me the courage to do stand-up comedy.
Cool.
And because even though it doesn't look like I'm shy, I'm actually extremely shy and introverted. Cool. You know, just because my butthole's on the internet doesn't mean
yeah.
I have balls.
But I think everybody has that shyness into them, and then it's what it takes to get them to mm-hmm. perform. And as I always say, like for me, I'm very introverted.
Yes, you are.
But except when it's I'm doing my thing, and I say you're in my world, which is the camera in my hand, and I'm doing my business. But outside of this, like I always say, you want to put me in a party with a bunch of strangers? I'm the guy that's like hiding in a corner.
You're on the side,
like
a middle
scared.
School dance.
I won't even talk to anybody. At all. I'll just sit there and wait till I can sneak out and, you know, and get out. So what about, you love porn. What's the biggest mistakes that girls make today?
Biggest mistakes girls make is they don't do their research.
Right.
And everything's on the internet. If you don't shoot for people you don't know or have never heard of, you will be taken advantage of.
Right.
Ask girls. Have someone in the industry you can ask, hey, I'm working with this new talent. What are they like?
But what if you don't know anybody? Like, you're just some girl straight off the bus from Idaho, and you're like, I want to fuck for money.
You know, the agents are supposed to be there to help you, and a lot yeah. of them don't. And because that's their role. They're supposed to guide you and put you in places that are going to make your
right.
name bigger, make you money, and make them money in return.
But they don't care.
But a lot of them don't. It's a very pimp and hoe mentality.
Yeah. I always say that the agent's mentality is that you work for them
mm-hmm.
as opposed to them working
exactly.
for you.
Exactly. Without you, they're nobody.
Yeah. I also think that too, like we had a girl here a few episodes on More with Mo, with our wonderful Mo. We had Janice Griffiths on, mm-hmm. sweet girl. We had her on 2 weeks after she started.
Oh, wow.
And she
yeah.
got into the business because of James Dean. And for whatever, I'm not going to say he convinced her or talked her into whatever, but like her second scene was a DP.
Yeah.
And we were like, we both like our mouths dropped and we were like, what the fuck were you thinking?
That's another thing I would caution girls against is, well, it depends what your goal is. If you want to be in porn for 6 months, make as much money and get the fuck out, by all means, jump in with both feet. If you want
both dicks,
in every hole.
Yeah.
But if you want to brand yourself and have longevity in this career, pace yourself because there will still be a bunch of dicks and a bunch of holes for them to go in. But you only get your one first. And if anything, even if your motivation's purely fiscal, like just hold out
right.
and don't settle for anything less. If your butthole, if you want your butthole to be worth $5,000, make your butthole $5,000.
Right.
And if nobody pays it, deuces, suck a dick.
Right. Makes sense. Now, okay, what I like to talk about in my show is about photographers and advice for photographers.
Yes.
So here's what I want to ask you.
Go ahead.
From the model slash porn star slash girl slash perspective, what advice would you give to the photographers that shoot you, want to shoot you, and don't mention Chad because we don't like to talk about him here on my show, and don't mention...
He keeps texting me.
I know. He doesn't understand professionalism by any means. But my question, like... I tell young photographers, like, A, you shouldn't touch girls. You should always be nice to them. Treat them with respect.
Yes.
You should ask. Don't tell. Don't tell a girl to stick her finger in her pussy. You ask them.
Mm-hmm.
What would you tell photographers out there?
The biggest issue I have with photographers out there is because I've been doing this for so long, I know my body. I know what looks good on me.
Right.
I look better more profile because I'm wide. I have a linebacker body. But from the side, I'm very thin. I disappear. I don't like to do a lot of straight on stuff.
Right.
And so listen to the girl if she's like, no, I don't want to do that. Right. Or just let them do their own little twists or what their good side is. But basically, just be nice or positive reinforcement.
Right.
Because sometimes photographers are quiet and a lot of girls don't like that.
Right.
They think they don't like them, but it's sometimes that can be a good thing. Oh, they don't have to tell you to do anything.
Right. Feel like sometimes they just put you in front of the camera and just start shooting away and you're just like going crazy posing.
It's good,
and
bad,
they don't,
yeah.
You don't even know. Slow, and they're just, no. Yeah, and they keep shooting and they don't really care. And
yeah, just positive reinforcement. But the biggest thing I would say is if something doesn't look good, please tell me because that's... It's always the photo I don't like that gets the box cover or something like that.
Exactly.
If I'm looking a little bloated, tell me suck in the tummy, twist, do something, or that photo's not that pose isn't working. I appreciate that at the end of the day. I have thick enough skin. If I look fat, tell me.
Yeah. Did photographers have you had any bad experiences with photographers? Anybody like cross the line?
I've had photographers say things that they shouldn't say, where I get it. I think they think that because, you know, I suck dick for money that I want to fuck everything and everyone. And so I put some photographers on my no list.
Yeah.
I have that right as a performer.
Oh, totally.
I'm not going to get the best. The company's not going to get the best product and best Missy out of me if this person's shooting me if I feel uncomfortable.
Have photographers hit on you?
Yes, photographers have hit
on me. Have they ever said to you, like, if you don't suck my dick or fuck me, you won't work, kind of play that game?
No, not photographers. Directors,
yes. Directors. Company owners, yes. Uh-huh. Agents, yes. But
no photographers.
Yeah. So you've had that casting couch experience type of thing?
I've had that before where it's been implied.
Yeah.
No one's ever flat out said that to me, but I think people also know because I've been around the block before. They know they can't play that with me.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of girls, and they even admit, and they're like, oh yeah, I suck so-and-so's dick. He said he was going to give me this role.
Yeah.
And I was like, did you get it?
No.
She's like, no.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, it's like cash first, money first.
Yeah. Then it's crazy because it happens in Hollywood and it happens in... Whether it's the porn industry or the legit film industry, like it cracks me up.
Sucking dick to get ahead is biblical, I think.
Like my favorite line is Rodney Dangerfield, comedian, said, you don't know the people I slept with to get to where I am today. All the wrong ones. it's so true. Now, any photographers ever, like I said, you know, you're there on a set, you know, maybe before you fuck somebody or after you fuck somebody. The biggest thing I talk to photographers about is that not touching models. Do you ever have a photographer like touch you inappropriately? Hey, you know, you need to put your boobs here and then grab your tits or grab your ass. I talk to photographers all the time. Like I know if you look at Julie Land, there's lots of pictures of me touching girls, but I always try to express to everybody that like, I don't just do it.
You have
an
identifying tattoo.
Yes. But I ask and it's mutual. I don't fucking do anything. Let's face it. I have 115 models on Julie Land. I'm sure 114 of them can kick my ass.
Yeah. Right.
So I'm always very respectful, but has any of photographers ever done that?
Nobody has ever really tried to touch me like that. And usually the ones who are just like, you have hair, may I? And I'm like, oh yes, absolutely. Don't worry. But I really appreciate that because, you know, I'm still a lady at the end of the day and I appreciate you being, even though my soul is being bared,
right.
I'm still modest at the end of the day.
I think some photographers get into the porn business because they're just creepers with cameras.
Oh, definitely. And that's why I won't shoot with anyone who doesn't have an extensive resume, because any guy can go down to a pawn shop and pick up a camera.
Everybody has a 7D, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody has that. And you see a lot of people, and it kind of might come off as rude, but I don't acknowledge a lot of the photographers that want to shoot me, because at the end of the day, my name's going to help you out. You're not going to help me out. And it's like, oh yeah, pretty sure that was shot in your garage.
Yeah. Hey, what's wrong with that?
There's no film in this camera.
Yeah. Do you have a Model Mayhem page? Have you ever played that game with Model Mayhem and stuff like that? No.
I know it's kind of like isn't it a place where you can go, you put your photo up, and like, this is what I'm available to do?
You have like portfolios and things like that. I got kicked off of it years ago. Really? Yeah, they kicked me off. They thought I was, I don't know, it was crazy.
Oh, did they think you were a pornographer?
No, they actually got mad that I had watermarks on my pictures for a porn, what they called a porn site, meaning julieland.com, and you weren't supposed to, and then I had a link out of it to go to julieland.com, mm-hmm. and they emailed me saying that you can't do that. And I said, why not? And they said, then they kind of used the excuse that your work is porn. And I went, are you kidding me? And how do you define porn?
Pretty sure anything that you and I shot today was not pornographic. Right, but
the way I define porn, the way I use porn has nothing to do with photography, sex. Porn to me is like just saying something's bad. Mm-hmm. Like it could be food. Ugh, that's bad porn. You know, it's like, I think that's what I think. It's like, and there is bad porn out there.
There's no positive connotation to the word porn.
Yeah.
It's something bad, something that's obscene.
Yeah, so I always kind of think. Now, another bit of advice I want to ask you about is fucking on camera. Mm-hmm. What about, like, is there do's and don'ts?
Do's and don'ts.
Whether it's girls or guys.
With a girl, a good thing to do on camera is, a girl or a guy. Right. I always sit down with the talent. Okay, what are your do's and don'ts? What do you like? What don't you like? Right. And then they'll tell me and I'm like, okay, now here's mine. And I get mad during the scene. I don't do anything but related with a guy on me, unless it's an anal scene.
Right.
Because that's a very different pay grade. That's a very different pay raise for me.
You can go anywhere, but not my butthole.
Yeah. And there was one male talent who, I told him that. He just kept going from, from the bathing suit area just down below.
Yeah.
And I had to keep like pushing him away and stop, because I'm not going to ruin the scene. Right. I finally had to yell cut. And I'm like, look, motherfucker, you touch my asshole one more time. I had to yell at him. And then I put him on my no list because of that. Because I can't act and be good in the scene and get into it.
Right.
If I'm constantly like,
But the last thing you do, I would not want to shoot a performer that's being self-conscious. Or in a sense,
because you can see when someone's in their head,
right, and you can see in their face, and it's like in a sense they're being molested.
Yeah, because
they're going where you're not supposed to. Yeah,
it's no longer consensual exactly. anymore. But talk to your performer, see what they have, and also, ladies, make sure your lady business is clean.
Yes.
Please make sure your lady business
smell
is clean.
Good, taste good.
Smell good, taste good. Do the taste test, the dipstick. You know where you go.
All right.
Like, would that be offensive? To you?
Usually tell the girl, let me taste first, because they can't. I always say, let me taste. I'm an expert.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody wants a seafood buffet type thing. during the pictures, that's
tuna.
Tuna. It's what's for dinner.
Exactly.
The other white meat.
Yeah. Exactly.
And guys, baby wipe your dick.
Totally right.
There you go.
But like, I think that like cleansing, clean period of anything. Mm-hmm. Like, even my wonderful Audrey, when she does a scene, she literally hoses down the couch and everything.
Because they don't.
Because they don't. They exactly. Don't. So she goes in and before I do anything besides cleaning herself like insanely and making the performer clean himself, she gets on there and she's there with her Lysol and wiping down the couch and everything.
You have to, because they'll do like a once over or as long as there's not a giant thing of cum. Usually
but like she, she's like in a hazmat suit cleaning everything. And I always tell her, like, good for you. I wish other girls would do that.
A lot of people would get staph infections and you'll see them on Twitter. Oh, I have a spider bite. No, bitch, that's staph. It's on your ass.
Got a staph infection a few months ago, right next to her pussy, right on the inside.
It happens, and people don't know they have it, and they don't get it treated, and so it's just a game of passing.
What's happened to her. She didn't know what it was.
Yeah,
it took her about a week to figure out. And then the doctors actually didn't either. So
because some of them do look like spider bites, or the ingrown hair,
right,
is another
starts out
another
as.
Telltale thing.
Yeah, exactly. Now, what about I don't know what I was gonna say is like. what do you, when, if going to a set, what, is there certain things that you always bring with you, like in your shoot bag, or like, I'm not talking about clothes and stuff, uh-huh. but like, is there certain things that you bring with you? Do you bring certain kind of things to clean with or supplies?
Yeah, I always bring my own douches, my own enemas, because not every place brings them, even though right. they should. There's a nationwide baby wipe shortage, it seems, or something. So I always try to have that. I always have toothbrush, toothpaste, right. and that. So after the scene, you know, I can rinse myself out, sponges,
right.
and that, because you never know. And also other girls on set, sometimes they'll need a sponge or something like that.
Wow.
It's always fun. I'm walking a little pharmacy.
I was just going to say, like, you need to get a little Rite Aid stamp on the side of your bag.
Exactly.
Now, let's just drop some names here. Who's some of your favorite girls to work with?
Some of my favorite girls to work with. She's a J girl. I love Phoenix Marie.
Who? Never heard of her.
Phoenix Marie. P. Marizzle.
I can't act like I know her. I know.
Love her. She violated my butt. I chose her for my first...
With her finger?
My first girl anal. No, I chose her.
I know, but so, like, what does she stick her finger in there?
Everything.
Not her fist. Everything.
Not her fist, no.
She's got... I
could do it.
I was going to say, I'm okay with fisting and an ass. I think it's awesome, but like, she's got big hands. Like, I would tell another girl to go to. Like, Ash has small hands.
Yeah, Ash has tiny little hands. I have plans for her plans for her hands very soon. So I love Phoenix Marie. I love working with Dana D'Armond. I like, who else do I like?
Dana's crazy in a good way.
I love Dana. Yeah. I love that
Good
girl.
Performer.
Good. She's insane. Yeah. She, her and I just, we had a bunch of fun and we just made each other laugh the whole time.
Yeah, I believe it. Bobby's worked with her a lot in the past, whether
I wish I would have had Bobby. The opportunity to work with Bobby.
Yeah, it ain't going to happen again.
Because I'm very submissive.
Right.
And so something tells me Bobby would
she would,
take,
would
take,
have,
take good care of me.
It's not going to happen anymore.
It's not going to happen anymore.
It's
that
over.
Ship has sailed.
Beyond.
Well, good
and
for
it
her.
Sank.
Good for her, though. Good for her.
So, all right, let's end it up with, I want to end it up with basically the business, the getting paid. I talked to a lot of girls mm-hmm. about this, about getting paid, and I always try to tell them, like, yeah, getting paid is one thing. Getting that check at the end of the day is one thing. But let's make sure the check doesn't, make sure it clears and doesn't bounce.
Oh, I've had many, many a well-known company.
Bounce.
They're like, or it's same day pay, so they give me a check. Oh, but you can't cash it. Wait 3 days.
Yeah.
If you don't have money to pay me, don't tell me it's same day pay.
Yeah, exactly. Same day pay means I should be able to cash
it. I can go cash this today if I so chose.
Yeah.
And, you know, not everyone's fiscally responsible in this industry because they think the money stream's never going to stop.
Yeah.
But it will dry up one day, so make sure you have a savings.
Yeah, guaranteed.
Something. Food stamps,
what
something.
How much longer do you see yourself doing this?
I'm really working on my website, and so that's something that I can do and with webcam, because you have to diversify. You can't just be on film. You have to have your hand in everything else, because there's not as much money there anymore.
You don't want to do A, B, or C. You want to do D, which is all of the above.
Yeah, all of the above. Trick question, all of the above.
Yeah.
So I'm not planning on going anywhere right now. There's no big life changes happening that is going to prevent me from performing.
Right.
I don't know. Hopefully not too much longer. I don't want to be in it forever, but I think
another 20 years.
Not another 20 years.
Yeah.
Can
you imagine?
Hopefully in 20 years I'll have been retired for 15 years.
Exactly.
There you go. But I'm probably another two.
Yeah.
You know, I'm 28. You know, I don't think I want to be performing when I'm in my 30s. You know, that's when I settle down, have babies, and
it's so funny these days, because I think that 20 years ago, girls started later. I mean, there weren't 18-year-old girls doing it. There was
no.
Most girls were 23, 24, 25 mm-hmm. starting. Nowadays, girls start literally on their 18th birthday.
They do. I was actually getting tested. Two girls came in. It was in between high school classes. And I'm like, I just kind of wanted to put her, like, just kiss her on her forehead and be, run.
No, you're supposed to give them my phone number.
Oh, I'm sorry. Damn it.
I like them young.
You like them young?
Young and dumb.
Yeah. Yeah, she looked like she had some daddy issues too.
Oh, even better.
Yeah.
I love girls with daddy issues.
Have I got the man for you?
Exactly. And no, those are the best kind of girls. I just like them just because they, and actually not to shoot. They just make me laugh. They're entertaining.
Yeah.
Like, and I love, I don't know, it's kind of mean and it's kind of sadistic, but I always say, like, I just, sometimes I like being around really dumb girls.
Well, I think it's kind of like watching a puppy trying to learn to walk and figure out what things
exactly.
are. It's like, you're so stupid.
Exactly.
Aren't you?
But you're cute.
You're so dumb.
Exactly. It's like, you dumb, cute little thing. Hug me.
The hearing girls talk on the phone, their conversations, like a group of girls next to me at Starbucks, and I just want to pull a gun out and just put it in my brain, put it to my head.
So what's your basic advice to a person or girl, a man could be, but a girl who wants to get into the business?
Do your research. It's not...
Go to pornstarlifecoach.com.
Go to pornstarlifecoach.com. People in the industry that actually give you advice, they've been around the block, don't... There's no reason for you to make the same mistakes I've made right. or other performers.
That's what I say. Like, so many girls, I always say to them, like... I just simply like, if I told you, okay, so if Joe Schmo Business called mm-hmm. you up right now and said, okay, we hire you, we want to pay you $10,000 to come to work tomorrow, wouldn't you ask, like, what am I going to do? What's expected of me? What's the job entail? So many girls don't.
They don't. So a lot of girls have basically done, and agencies have booked them for it, where it's basically an escort gig.
Yeah.
They show up and there's no camera. There's no...
I've heard those stories.
Yeah, and that's a thing.
I had a girl once go, she goes, I got hired. She had to fly all the way up to San Francisco. It was like, thought she was shooting for a company.
Yeah.
The address happened to be at a hotel mm-hmm. and a room number. She got there and the guy had no camera, the whole thing. And she's like, she just turned around, literally walked out and called the agent. The agent's all like, oh, he was a reputable client. And fucking agent just lied to her. Mm-hmm. Fucked her
it
over.
It happens all the time. And... please know your rights. You have a right to say no.
If
a guy pulls out down his pants and his dick has a freckle on it and you don't like it, you have the right to not work with that person.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, if I'm seen as a bitch, I'd rather people think I'm a bitch and me maintain my integrity than being pussy.
Right.
I'd rather be a bitch than a pussy.
Yeah. No, I agree.
You only have one body. You only get one on this earth, and I'm not going to do anything that's going to potentially ruin it.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, it not only messes with my money, it messes with my health.
Right. And health is number one.
Yeah, health is number one.
We talk a lot about that with Mo when we talk about, you know, all the scares that have been going on with right HIV now. And stuff like that. And we always talk about how, like, again, it's also the cleanliness. It's like, for God's sakes, people, don't be so short-sighted and small-minded. Like, clean, be healthy, be, you know, because you're... But when you're 18, you don't... or 20, you mm-hmm. don't think about that at all. I always say, when I was 20, I was invincible, and I never thought about anything like that.
And most 20-year-old girls have never douched before.
Right.
They've never looked at their vagina with a hand mirror. They don't know what looks right.
I know a girl right now. She's a very good friend, and she's 19, mm-hmm. and she's a very good friend. I love her to death. She's amazing. She's never been to the gynecologist. And she says to me, that she's a little nervous about going and that she wants to go with her friend and they want to go together because they're a little... And I tried to explain to her, these doctors, like me, see lots of pussies and it's not that big of a deal.
It's not that big of a deal.
At all. And it's like...
You've seen one, you've seen them all.
And these guys have seen a lot. I've seen more than I can ever even count. Yeah. I lost count like...
And I expect you to...
I lost count at 20,000.
I expect you to tell me one day if we're shooting and you see a polyp.
Yeah, exactly.
See something, say something.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, it's like, I tried to tell her, like, you're 19. You need to go do this.
You have to.
And she's not extremely sexually active, but I even said, and she tried to use that as an excuse. That's not the point. So you're 19 now. You've got to get used to this. This is about being an adult mm-hmm. and about being a woman, and you have to take care of your lady parts, and you got to take
care. One in four girls have HPV, the human papillomavirus. I'm vaccinated. I have Gardasil and stuff like that. Just because you're not a slut or you could be a virgin doesn't mean you're healthy down there.
Right. Exactly. So on that note, girls,
check it.
Get to the gyno and be clean.
Be clean.
Be clean always. Be smart, be clean, and be nice, right?
Be nice always.
Yes, exactly. Thank you very much. Well, thanks, Missy, for being here with me
on
my wonderful podcast show, a part of the Julie Land Network. I can't talk about my own business in a other way. I can talk about anything else, but also when I talk about Julie Land, it feels weird because it's like my business. But thanks for being here, and I hope to see you around. I'm sure we'll shoot soon and have some fun. Thank you.
Bye.